listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. 5 years' worth of NAPLAN results have been analysed and schools across the state have been ranked. In Mount Gambier, Millicent High School came in 151st and Penola High School placed 180th. For the primary schools, Newberry Park PS came in 300th and Melaleuca Park PS came in 498th. Limestone Coast Police have had their hands full this weekend. They've picked up two drink drivers. In separate incidents, a 47-year-old Mount Gambier woman was booked on Friday night and a 25-year-old Narracourt man allegedly blew 0.142 just before midnight on Saturday. Both have had their licences suspended and their vehicles impounded and they'll face court at a later date. Shadow Cabinet has paid a visit to the Limestone Coast last week. They were filled in on a range of issues, including roads, housing and coastal erosion. MacKillop MP Nick McBride says he's hoping for further visits from shadow ministers down the track.
I hope that we'll have either answers, we found solutions, or at least say, this is what we stand for as an opposition and this is what we'll be putting forward to the next state election.
Industrial manslaughter is set to become a criminal offence under some new laws that are now open for consultation. The proposed changes would see some tougher punishments like up to 20 years jail and a maximum $15 million fines imposed on those convicted. Dale Beasley from SA Union hopes the laws will send a message.
Too many workers die on South Australian worksites. Almost one worker is killed on a worksite every month in South Australia and hundreds more are severely injured. And we also know that 25% of workers are reporting that their boss has pressured them not to report safety incidents.
To sport, the Mount Gambier Lakers men fell short this week, going down by just 2 points to the Horsham Hornets, the final score 84-82. The women felt similar heartbreak against the same club, losing by just 3 points, going down 52-55.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.